This episode is brought to you by the failures of Austria, not understanding how getting directly and violently involved in other countries' business is bad since 1526. Hello and welcome to the Semi-Sarcastic History Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Grandel, and today's episode is going to be covering Italian unification, more specifically, the role Piedmont-Sardinia had in unification, as well as why and how it led to unification. So let's quickly sum up the background leading to Piedmont's entrance. The Congress of Vienna in 1815 made major changes throughout Europe in order to deal with the fresh and bloody aftermath of the French Revolution and the Reign of Terror. Nobody wanted a repeat of that, and thus thought that snuffing out any and all revolution would be the answer. And so, that became the goal of the Congress of Vienna. It is here, during these Congress meetings, where unrest starts to stir within Italy and the Italian peninsula, as Italy did not get a representative at any of these meetings. Napoleon conquered land, Venice, Parma, Modena, Tuscany, etc., was handed right back to their traditional owners in an attempt to erase the consequences of Napoleon's actions. Namely, those I just mentioned were handed right over to Austria. Ironically enough, the attempts to stomp out revolution only made them increase in commonality, as during the 1820s to 1830s, revolutions began to spring up across Europe. During this time period, Italy had a spark of revolutionaries, with the Carbonari group that opposed Austria's control coming into play around this time. Unfortunately, the appearance of such a thing didn't go over so well, and Austria responded by sending in their own troops and basically hunting down the revolutionaries. It didn't really matter to Austria if they were dead or alive, as long as they weren't doing what revolutionaries do, spreading their radical ideas to the rest of the population. Things quieted down for a while after the 1830s, but the atmosphere was still very tense in Italy, and tension, when left alone, only grows. Crises were very common during 1845 to 1847 in Italy. During those years, there were two agricultural crises, the Irish potato blight in 1845 and a grain harvest failure only a year later. The industrial scene was also experiencing trouble with the drop in employment and thus production. Then, in 1848, on the 9th of January, the spark of radical revolution is lit once again in Palermo. Another wave of European revolutions had begun. It was during this time that Piedmont-Sardinia, or just Piedmont, decided to finally step up and be Italy's voice against Austria's autocratic and conservative rule. After all of the oppression from Austria, King Charles Albert of Piedmont decided that enough was enough. Charles Albert was one of the few liberal leaders at the time. He endorsed change in his country, he encouraged railroads and industrial progress in general to continue, and censorship of the press, albeit gradual, was lifted in Piedmont during his rule. Charles Albert was a good, nationalistic, liberal king, the exact thing that put his kingdom on Austria's radar. Thus, Austria made especially certain that Piedmont could not rise against its autocratic rule. Again, this did the opposite, and only fanned the flames of revolution in Italy. In fact, as if to spite Austria, on March 4th of 1848, Charles Albert passed a liberal constitution for Piedmont, making Piedmont a constitutional monarchy, which was an enormous deal at the time, to say the least. This constitution would be kept even far after his rule. As an even greater act against Austria, on March 23rd of the same year, Piedmont declared war on Austria, the first Italian War of Independence. During this war, Piedmont won battles in Lombardy, Venetia, Parma, Modena, Bologna, the Marche region, Romagna, and Tuscany. However, the victories didn't last long, and once Austrian reinforcements came, there was little the Piedmontese troops could do. The troops were forced to retreat, and the land that was won was only taken back again by Austria. The war ended August 22nd, 1849, with Austria seizing Venice. While the revolutions of 1848-1849 did largely fail in achieving what was desired by liberals, what did come out of it proved useful and was almost entirely responsible for Italy's unification. What came out of it was knowledge. And while it may be cliché, knowledge is power. Three key lessons were learned. Foreign assistance was required both in military and in diplomacy. The masses needed to be controlled, and by controlled, I mean contained and on the side of what would become Italy, and the church needed to be handled carefully. All of these must be applied in the future if Italy was to succeed in unifying itself. Charles Albert knew this well. After 1849, while morale was low among the liberals who had hoped to achieve something more, the nationalists still didn't give up. It was this willpower that would allow Piedmont to unify the Italian peninsula. But it will prove itself in time. Join me next time where Italy finally starts to form into the country we know today.